Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. For the past decade, Sacramento Republic FC has been a soccer powerhouse. The indomitable club has one of the largest and most committed fan bases in the league and remains unbeaten this year in both the USL Championship and the prestigious U.S. Open Cup competition. However, when the soccer team was first announced in 2012, its success and longevity in California's capital city was anything but a given. But despite the odds, when Republic FC made its debut in 2014, it did so in style and captured a championship title along the way. That story is captured in a new book, a decade in the making. It's called Not When, But If, and the author, Evan Rehm, joins us now. Welcome, Evan.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Looking forward to learning more about the book. I'll have to just ask you right off the top here, how did you get interested in writing about soccer?
Soccer's always been my passion. It's brought me to so many different places in the world, introduced me to so many different people, cultures, right? And I figured if there was a way for me to do that and also make money, then I would probably enjoy my life, I guess.
It's a pretty cool thing to combine those two passions, right? Yeah, that's great. Well, now, when writing is one about soccer is one thing, but deciding to start writing a book about the history of Sacramento Republic FC, that's a whole nother undertaking. How and why did you decide to do that?
Yeah, no, definitely an undertaking. You're right. And I think if I had known what I knew about the process now, I don't know if I ever would have started, to be honest. But it was just always been a dream of mine to fully write a book, and I found that I had the perfect story to tell after Sac Republic FC was so successful in their first season. I was there covering it right alongside for the ride, and so I decided that this was something I wanted to do, and hopefully I produced a compelling product.
You were writing for the Davis Enterprise?
Yeah, Davis Enterprise.
Tell us a little bit about that. What role did you have? How did you get started there?
Yeah, I graduated from journalism school in 2012 and then started freelancing a little bit for the Davis Enterprise. And then when Sac Republic came around, I asked if I could cover the team. And the editors sort of said, well, you can cover the first game. Right. And then 20,231 people showed up to Hughes Stadium. They sold out. It was a league record at the time, nearly doubling the previous USL record. And from then on, they're like, well, you know, people care about this. So let's get some coverage. And I was a beat writer for Sacramento Republic FC for the first four seasons.
Did you have any sense that a team like this would generate that kind of buzz, that draw that kind of audience?
No, right? Because sports in Sacramento are supported really well. Whether it's the Kings, the River Cats, right? The USFL Mountain Lions, they were supported well. The earlier iterations of professional soccer teams in Sacramento were supported well, especially the Indoor Knights. So I think there was going to be some support, but not quite to the level. I don't think anyone realized the level that it would come to. That was truly surprising to, I think, Sacramentans and also the rest of the country.
So your book, Not When, But If, let's answer the question about the title. Where does the title come from?
The title comes from a quote that MLS Commissioner Don Garber told Marcos Breton of the Sacramento Bee, around 2015. He said it's more about, this is paraphrasing, of course, it's more about a when rather than an if Sacramento Republic FC will join MLS. And in 2019, when there was the official announcement at the bank.
We covered that here on Cap Radio. I remember that very well. Yes.
Yeah. Both Kevin Nagel, who's now the lead investor, and Don Garber mentioned that in their speech. And then, it's 2024, and they were supposed to debut in MLS in 2022. So I just flipped the quote. So because it is an if, and I don't know if Sacramento Republic FC will ever play in MLS, and I don't think anybody else does either.
Yeah, it's a big change from those 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, the book has been in the works for almost a decade. Mm-hmm. We just started talking about some of the shifts and changes in the story. Tell me more. I mean, this is quite a saga. How did this book all come together?
Well, two fans of Club Minnesota United, which is now an MLS, sort of reached out to me, or maybe I reached out to them. I can't remember because it was such a long time ago that they reached out and were interested in me doing a book, right? And so I said, okay. And we decided to take our time. And I really initially wanted to tell the entire story of the club's USL era. And then the ending was going to be MLS. And since that was started, that publishing company no longer exists. And I'm still in contact with one of those fans who reached out to me. His name is Wes Berdeen. But so much has changed since then. And I kept waiting because the ending would have been MLS, but I don't, again, so since I don't know that's ever going to happen, I decided to arbitrarily cut it off and just tell the story of everything before, leading up to, and the first season ends shortly thereafter.
You know, I'm kind of wondering, over this decade-long span, were there times where you said, hey, let's move on to something else? Did you ever feel like, you know, you had to shelve it, or did you just keep pushing? How did that work?
I mean, I think at one point I didn't do any work on it for 2 years. So, it was always just, you know, in the back of my mind. And it wasn't until during the pandemic, when everyone had to stay home and I was sort of between working my jobs. And so I spent some more time on it. And it was then that I really did the bulk of the work. But yes, there's been multiple years where I have put it aside.
The book doesn't only talk about Sacramento Republic. You also have chapters about the Sacramento Kings, about sports in the city overall. Why did you decide to include those elements?
Well, I mean, because I think inherently this book is about Sac Republic, but it's also about the city of Sacramento, right? And it's something that I don't think a lot of people who are from outside of this area know a ton about. And that being the history of Sacramento. But really, I don't think that I could have told the story without both including the city and its fans' fight to save the Kings, right? And also the history of spectacular failures of former lower division soccer franchises that existed prior to Sac Republic. Because if Sacramento Republic FC was going to be successful, then the co-founders needed to learn from, one, the city's fight to save the Kings, and two, all the mistakes that all those other franchises made.
There have been some real ups and downs and tragedies professionally here with sports teams. Next question on that. How has the sports scene in Sacramento changed over the decade that you've worked on this book?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to call Sacramento a true soccer city now. And I don't think that was the case before 2014. And that's the year that it really matured as a soccer city, I think, not only with the Republic setting both the single game and overall USL attendance records, but also with the World Cup that was enormously successful in terms of TV ratings, and Sacramento was one of the best markets for it. We had favorable kickoff times because the World Cup was in Brazil. And so there was, before 2014, never really a buzz, a soccer buzz in the city. I mean, of course, there always has been with the youth game and stuff like that, but not professionally, and not, you know, Sacramento until 2014, I don't think was seen as a viable soccer professional soccer market.
The book published very recently on May 11th. Tell me a little bit about what the reception has been like.
I mean, it's been mostly positive so far. I don't know how many people have read it, right? But everybody who has given me really positive feedback, especially the one of the co-founders, Joe Wagner, who for me, it was really important to tell his story because Sacramento Republic FC was his idea, right? And he brought along Warren Smith later, but he never got any credit for it outside of, you know, the diehard fans. And so he told me that he thought I told his story perfectly. And for me, that was really important because he had sort of been glossed over in this entire process and essentially pushed out of the club when he was the one who founded it.
So it sounds like readers will hear about things that not just happen on the field, but off the genesis of this. So what are some of the takeaways you hope readers will get after they read the book?
I mean, honestly, I think one of the biggest takeaways is how the co-founders Joe Wagner and Warren Smith approached the project, because neither of them were huge soccer people, but they did something really smart, and that was to just listen to the fans and instead of go in with their own ideas, t-shirt guns, stuff like that, they went out and just listened to the fans, and they were immensely successful because of it. And that's it doesn't seem like that's that difficult, but nobody does that in professional sports. It really shouldn't be this way. So I hope that's one of the takeaways that that people get.
In our last minute or two here, Evan, do you think Sacramento Republic will ever eventually make it to Major League Soccer?
I don't. And I don't want people to misconstrue this as I'm not supportive of it or whatever, but I don't think MLS wants to be in Sacramento. And I mean, the expansion fee right now is $500 million. Newcastle United, along with their stadium, an English Premier League club, was bought for $400 million. So it's $500 million without a stadium. The city has already not said that it would put any public dollars into the funding of it. So where's the money going to come from, and how is this going to happen? I don't see it happening, and I would love to be proved wrong.
Well, $500 million, that's a lot of money. That's not going to materialize just overnight. Evan, we really appreciate you being here. It was great talking with you. Evan Rehm is the author of Not When, But If, a new book chronicling the inception of Sacramento Republic FC through the end of its first season in 2014. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.